क्वेश्चन फ्रॉम पूरी आशीष कुमार प्रभु. इट इज अ रेगुलेशन फॉर द माइंड टू वैंडर. प्लीज एक्सप्लेन वेदर इट इज एक्सपेक्टेड टू वैंडर द मोस्ट ड्यूरिंग द चैंटिंग ऑफ द हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र. डज इट ट्रबल अस टू द सेम एक्सटेंट व्हेन वी चैंट अदर बोनाफाइड नेम्स मंत्र द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड और नेम्स ऑफ डेमीगॉड्स और लॉर्ड शिवा. आंसर, इट इज नॉट दैट द माइंड वैंडर्स द मोस्ट व्हेन वी chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Actually, the mind is simply resisting. Focus on the holy name. Actually speaking, when we start chanting Hare Krishna, we are able to break free from many undesirable habits. And we are able to follow the four regulative principles, those who are seriously chanting Hare Krishna. So, what to speak of just the mind wandering? Even the mind wandering is first, and then comes physical indulgence. So we are able to break free even from physical indulgence by the process of chanting, and that itself indicates that some level of mind control has come up. So if our mind were constantly craving for some of the things that we have been able to break free from, then we would sooner or later succumb to it. The very fact that we are able to resist it and over a period of time develop a higher taste by which we even forget many of the material things that we had indulged in the past, all this indicates that the mind is coming under control. So it is not that the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra provokes the mind and makes it wander more than usual. Rather, when we chant Hare Krishna, the mind does become disciplined. But the fact is that because we are trying to discipline the mind, we are trying to purify the mind, it opposes that, and that opposition we notice more than usual. Just like if a horse is wild, unbridled, how wild it is not noticed. But when a person tries to tame and bridle the horse, at that time one starts noticing how ferocious and uncontrolled the horse is. So it's not that putting on the bridle made the horse ferocious, rather putting on the bridle revealed the ferocity of the horse. So similarly, it is not that chanting Hare Krishna causes the mind to wander the most, or it is not that during chanting Hare Krishna the mind wanders the most. It is just that the mind is constantly wandering. Not only is it wandering, it is also making us indulge in the wrong things. But when we chant Hare Krishna, we actually try to bring the mind under control. And at that time, we start noticing how much out of control the mind is. Now, regarding the chanting other bona fide names, mantras of the Supreme Lord, we will certainly benefit by chanting other mantras also. And sometimes we can also chant them if we get some taste in those mantras. However, at our level, the taste may be more cultural and sentimental than spiritual or devotional. Now, because of certain kind of upbringing, we may have had, say, more exposure to Lord Ram. So Lord Ram's names and his pastimes may seem a little more attractive to us than Krishna's. This is just an example. So we shouldn't assume that just because we are able to absorb ourselves more in the name of Lord Ram, we should chant that name instead of the name of Krishna. Because the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is a recommended Yuga Dharma for this age, and that is the best mantra for us to chant, because it will purify us most potently, most effectively. Because we also have the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Parampara and Srila Prabhupada and our spiritual master when we chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So if we feel agitated, we can surely chant other mantras, and if we get some taste in that, that is also one way to absorb the mind. And yena kena prakarena mana Krishna niveshit. Somehow or other we have to fix the mind in Krishna. That is a regulative principle. At the same time, if you want to make serious spiritual advancement, if you want to practice sadhana bhakti, then there is a regulated way in which to fix the mind in Krishna. And the recommended mantra is the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So even if initially, because of, as I said, some cultural sentimental attraction, we find it easier to concentrate on some other holy names, over a period of time, when that sense of newness or cultural affinity wanes, as all material factors do wane over the passage of time, then again we'll find that we don't have much taste, and then again we'll want some new mantra. So that will be an indication for us that actually we are chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra at a material level, not at a spiritual level, or for that matter any other mantra also. So rather than just trying to shop for new mantras in the hope of acquiring taste, we need to focus on trying to struggle and concentrate in the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and over a period of time thereby develop taste in chanting by rising from the material to the spiritual platform. Now, the names of demigods like Lord Shiva, there are many Shiva Bhaktas who do chant the names of Lord Shiva with devotion, and in the Chaitanya Bhagavat it is described when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw a Shiva Bhakta playing with a damru and playing a damru and chanting the name of Lord Shiva, he became very ecstatic. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in that sense, respected devatas also. So, it is not in that sense wrong to chant the names of Lord Shiva as, say, it is chanted in the name of Om Namah Shiva. But because Lord Shiva himself is not entirely transcendental, he cannot grant his liberation by himself. Whenever any benedictions are given, that they are given by the Supreme Lord. So therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended that we just Ekele Ishwar Krishna Arasabha Bhritya, that Krishna alone is the Lord, and it is best that we chant his names. So sometimes while chanting the names of Lord Shiva, especially if we hope to get some material benefits by the chanting of the holy names, then some people may be able to chant the names of Shiva with also with fervent devotion. Sometimes it may appear the devotion is more than that which we have for Krishna's names. However, what is motivating that devotion is not purity of heart, but actually greed for material gains. So such a chanting is not really going to liberate us from material existence. So therefore, instead of looking at material concepts and material alternatives for gaining taste, we can focus on spiritual purification and ascend to the spiritual level, where we will get not just taste but endless and ever increasing enjoyment at a spiritual level when we return back to Krishna. Thank you.